The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter. On the first day of the week at early dawn, the women came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood before them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again?" Then they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the disciples. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord. Christ is risen.
He is risen.
So this little boy and his mom were out shopping and ran into their pastor at the store. They all said, "Hello, how are you?" You know, the usual small talk. And then the little boy announced, "We're getting ready for Easter." Pastor Smith saw an opening here to see how well his church's Christian education program was working. "Oh, really?" he replied. "Do you know what Easter is, Johnny? What happened?" Johnny looked a little offended. "Of course I know what Easter is. It's when Jesus went to Jerusalem riding a donkey and they all waved palms at him, shouting, 'Hosanna!'" "That's right. Go on," said Pastor Smith. "And then Jesus got in trouble and he was arrested and beat up and they nailed him on a cross and then he died." "Very good, Johnny," the pastor said. "And what happened next?" "Well, they put Jesus in a tomb. And then they put a big rock in front of it. But 3 days later, he got raised and got out of there." "Johnny, that's right," said the pastor, so inspired to hear a little child tell the central story of the Christian faith so clearly. "But that's not all, Pastor Smith," Johnny said.
"Oh?"
"Yeah," the little boy went on. "Every Easter, when the stone gets rolled away and Jesus steps out of the tomb, he looks around. And if he sees his shadow, there'll be 6 more weeks of winter." All right, at least little Johnny had the important stuff straight, even if he did veer off a bit with his ending. Christ is risen. That phrase is, of course, shorthand for the story we celebrate today. The story the church has been celebrating for over 2,000 years now. It's such an important story that we ended up with 4 versions of it in the Holy Scriptures. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the authors of the Gospels, each shaped a little differently their accounts of what happened and who was there that first Easter morning. Matthew's got an earthquake, and guards so freaked out they become like dead men. Mark leaves us kind of hanging with terrified women saying nothing to no one as they flee from the empty tomb and their encounter with the white-robed young man sitting in it. John has that wonderfully poignant yet somewhat humorous scene in which a weeping Mary Magdalene mistakes her risen Lord and Savior for the gardener. And Luke, whom we heard from this morning, gives us the standard: women heading for the tomb to properly clean and prepare Jesus' body for its eternal rest, stone rolled away, Jesus' body gone, divine messengers with news of resurrection. But then Luke tells us that the apostles called BS on what the women reported. All that good stuff about Jesus being alive again, it seemed to the 11 disciples and the rest an idle tale. Or, in the original Greek, as I said, BS. So, which one of the gospel writers got it right? Was there an earthquake or not? Did only Mary Magdalene and the other Mary go to the tomb at dawn, or was Salome with them? Was there one angel or two? Did our risen Lord remain in the garden, or had he already started for Galilee, where the disciples were to meet up with him? Were the people who experienced that first Easter morning happy or amazed, or terrified, or joyous, or perplexed? Well, yes. You see, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John didn't write encyclopedia entries with footnotes and cross-references and a bibliography. They wrote good news. Good news about a God who loves us so much that he became flesh and dwelt among us in Christ Jesus, who preached the wideness of divine mercy, taught us what forgiveness and compassion looks like, healed the sick, cast out demons, and welcomed all to follow him. This Christ Jesus suffered and died for us and then was raised from the dead. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
This is the good news that changed the lives of the people who saw the empty tomb for themselves. And the people they told later that day, and the people who heard it the next week, and the next year, and the next century, and down through the ages. This is the good news we are baptized into, the good news spoken over our graves. Sin and evil have not won. Hate does not, cannot defeat love. Death does not have the last word. God does. So allow this glorious good news to transform you this day and in all the days ahead, to give you hope amidst the struggles of this world. Open yourself up to our resurrected Lord, who comes in bread and wine, blessing and promise. Invite the risen Christ to Easter in you, as the poet Gerard Manley Hopkins once put it. But the story we celebrate today isn't an idle tale. It is a victory song. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia.